Here's the translation of the text to English. India says U.S. trade negotiations are still ongoing as fresh tariffs loom. Why central bank buying moves gold more than you think? U.S. orders Ørsted to halt offshore wind project, deepening industry woes. Elliott Gold Reserve affiliates work on offers for Citgo parent as bidding end looms. Oil prices rise, make weekly gains as Ukraine peace process stalls. U.S. EPA approves biofuel waivers for small refiners, stirring concerns over demand. U.S. tariffs behind surge in global Arabica prices, Brazil exporters group says. Italian court upholds arrest of Ukrainian man over Nord Stream pipeline. Spotify flags price rises as it introduces new services. FT reports, new Trump design chief aims to improve thousands of U.S. government websites. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Analysis, did Trump save Intel? Not really. H&M launches first store in Brazil with local manufacturing ambitions. Coca-Cola exploring sale of Costa Coffee, Sky News reports. Barclays outlines three scenarios for Swiss exports after 39% tariffs hit. Can the Jordan brand save Nike? Who is spending the most and least in tech? Investing.com's stocks of the week. UK short-term inflation expectations remain unchanged at 4%. Citi and YouGov say French winemakers fear Trump tariffs will hit sales in crucial U.S. market. Canada's retail sales rebound in June, but likely to drop again in July. Argentina's Milei dealt congressional blow as Senate approves spending increases. German economy minister says Q2 slump shows urgent need for action. German GDP contracts more than expected in Q2. Malaysia's consumer price index rises 1.2% in July. Australia's treasurer praises report urging company tax reform. Bank of England's Bailey says UK has acute challenge over weak growth. BOJ's Ueda expects tightening job market to push up wages. Foreign workers have boosted Eurozone economy. ECB's Lagarde says analysis, Norway's giant fund in election crosshairs over Israel investments. ECB rate cut talk may resume after September pause, sources say. What is the state of ESG in Q2 2025? Barclays now sees two Fed cuts this year, says jumbo cuts, very unlikely. Why big investors are talking about fungi and forests? Ethereum breaks $4,750 support as Pepeto crosses 6,287,000 two-footers in presale funding. Mediram adopts cryptocurrency strategy through world partnership. Cardano climbs 10% in rally. World Liberty Financial's USD1 stablecoin lists on Coinbase. Bitcoin price today holds at 113.6K as rate cut uncertainty builds before Powell. MetaWin announces MetaWin Create, free AI tools for all MetaWinners NFT holders. TopWin International rebrands as Asia Strategy, accepts Bitcoin payments. MEXI rises to top two crypto exchange, capturing 8.6% market share in spot trading. Little Peppy presale stage 11 officially sold out after raising over $22,325,000. Kathy Wood's ARK sells Shopify, Coinbase stock, buys PagerDuty. U.S. halts offshore work on Revolution Wind project. Elite Express Holding completes $15.2 million IPO, begins trading on NASDAQ. Spire Global receives NYSE non-compliance notice over late filing. Motive Care to be delisted from NASDAQ following Chapter 11 filing. Beneficient receives additional NASDAQ delisting notice over filing delay. Mitra Keluarga 1H 2025 presentation. Revenue up 4.5% despite patient volume decline. U.S. government to invest $8.9 billion in Intel common stock. Metacoloca Hermina Q2 2025 slides reveal temporary earnings pressure amid expansion. Midland States Bancorp receives NASDAQ compliance notice over late filing. If you need any specific item expanded or further explained, please let me know.